Hey everyone, Dr. Eric here, and I want to share with you a very personal story. And the reason I'm sharing this personal story with you is because I had a conversation a few days ago with my team members, and I had set up a clear objective of what we need to accomplish. And my team said, Dr. Eric, you know, it's so hard. It's probably impossible to do. We don't know if we can do it. And I said, guys, let me motivate you with a story and a personal story. So I'm a son of immigrant parents. I'm an immigrant myself. I was 6 years old when we came to this country in 1988 in December. My dad was an internal medicine physician, a chairman of his whole clinic. My mom was a cardiologist. When they came to America, they couldn't practice no more. No money, no English, nothing. And I remember as a kid, I was 7 years old, and my dad wanted to buy a newspaper. They used to sell this newspaper back in the day. It used to be called the Novaya Ruskaya Slova, the New Russian Word. Now, the newspaper cost 25 cents a quarter. One issue is my dad had 25 pennies, which is the same, right, numerically, but didn't have a quarter. So as I'm walking with my dad and we're going to the shop, which is outside, right, little booth, and he's giving the gentleman 25 cents, the gentleman takes the 25 cents from my father, looks at it, and in front of me, right, and my dad, again, was the chairman of medicine, throws it at my father, right? My dad's putting his head down. He walks away, and he starts talking to my mom, and he says, look, I want to be a dentist in this country. Always wanted to be a dentist in Russia, in Uzbekistan. I couldn't get it done because it's difficult there. Became a doctor there, but not a dentist. I want to do it. We find out that there's a 3-year night program for foreign doctors who want to be dentists where? In New York University. Oh, big school. Also, big loan. Another big problem, dad didn't speak any English. So my dad, you know, he takes the loan. He goes to school. He's opening his book. He's working during the day. He's going to school at night. And then he's studying afterwards at night. But what does it mean he's studying? He's actually opening his physiology book, which has English words, and he's opening, there's no ChatGPT, there's no Google, there's no taking a picture to translate. He's opening with my mom by his side, opening up a Russian English dictionary book, and my mom and him are translating and writing the Russian word on top of the English words, right? So there's an English word, and on top, they would write out the Russian word. My dad would then study that way for 3 years. Pass his national dental boards. No shortcut was given to him. National dental boards that everyone took from Columbia University to NYU to anywhere. And worked very hard, built his own practice, a dental office. After that, from scratch, built a new home. And him and mom worked very hard for that American dream. So as I said that to my team, I said, guys, you know, I've lived my life that if I want to accomplish anything, if I'm going to put in the effort, if I have the skills and I have the motivation and I want to get it done and it's the right job for me and I'm a hustler and I'm going to do it, I'm going to get it done. Why? Because I learn from my parents. And on my team, when I'm doing team building, I want to have players that are interested in accomplishing our goals and our mission and our vision at a cost that sometimes takes a lot of time, takes a lot of effort. And so, for example, I run multiple companies. One of the companies that I run is iConnect.io. In that company, we help physicians generate more revenue through chronic care management, remote patient monitoring. We help physicians through their billing, make sure that they're getting compensated the right way. How do you bill specific codes? There's new codes out there all the time that people don't know about. We help them hold their hand and literally change their lives. That's one aspect. At MedBetter Health, we focus on dementia care. On house calls. So if someone is living with dementia and they have a caregiver, we work with Medicare. We're partnered with Medicare to provide additional hours of respite to the caregiver. So the caregiver gets time off paid by Medicare so that they don't get burnt out. And it takes a whole system to build that out. It takes a whole team to build that out. But at any cost, I told my team, guys, if my parents were able to do it, then for sure, any mission, any vision, any goal that we accomplish for ourselves, we set for ourselves, it's accomplishable. It's doable. And so, you know, I hope that inspires some other folks. That story definitely inspired me. I lived it. I saw my parents. And just for folks to know that anything is possible. Anything is possible. Talk to you soon. Welcome to Straight Talk with Dr. Eric.